never get back to being the majority.
And letting your baby cry it out? They're saying that's neglect now.
What?
Everything changes all the time. We'll find out if you think the same thing. 7 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. A young D.C. firefighter is in critical condition this morning after being hit by a fire truck as he was fighting a blaze in northeast Washington last night. Assistant D.C. Fire Chief Craig Baker.
Probationary firefighter Dane Smothers of Engine Company No. 3 was critically injured when he was struck by another fire department vehicle that was arriving at about the same time. Firefighter Smothers had dismounted the vehicle he was riding and was preparing hose lines and other equipment to attack the fire.
Baker says it was an arriving ladder truck that hit Smothers. A 43-year-old Spotsylvania County man is in jail accused of holding a woman and two children captive in their own home for 2 years. Kareem Ali Muhammad Moore is charged with 3 felony counts of abduction and felony assault and battery. Police say the 32-year-old woman is Moore's girlfriend. The two children are their kids. A federal lawsuit over a transgender teenager's demand to use the boys' bathroom at his high school is now headed back to a lower court.
The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals had scheduled arguments for September in Gavin Grimm's case against the Gloucester County School Board, but the 4th Circuit says it will delay next month's arguments and send the case back to district court so the judge can decide whether the case is now moot because Grimm recently graduated. Grimm's case had come back to the appeals court after the Supreme Court declined to hear it. Maria Leaf on WMA and WMAL.com.
College Park may soon become the 9th city in Maryland to allow people who are not citizens, including illegal immigrants, to vote in local elections.
College Park resident Bill Bukowski is opposed to allowing non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, to vote. At a city council meeting last month, he says the Constitution lays out who's allowed to vote.
It defines the right to vote to go to citizens, people who have been born here in this country, or people who have been naturalized.
Resident Barbara Pandabanki is in favor of the change. She says when her parents came to America from Bolivia, they had to become citizens before they could vote.
Reflecting on my experience, though, I realize that then is not now.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Could bipartisanship be making a comeback on Capitol Hill? Two former congressmen from Northern Virginia think, maybe.
Former Democratic Congressman Jim Moran recommends going back to
the things that families talk about at the kitchen table.
Leadership, he says, is responsible for pushing fringe issues too much.
That seem to drive fundraising, but don't do much for the electorate.
Moran's old Republican colleague Tom Davis agrees money is a problem.
The money didn't disappear from the system. It's gone out to the wings now, to the ideological groups.
Which he says is even worse for polarization. He has a controversial idea.
If you bring back earmarks and let Congress start designating some projects, everybody then's got skin in the game, and it makes the legislative process flow a little bit smoother.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Planned Parenthood plans to spend $3 million to help get Democrat Ralph Northam elected governor of Virginia this fall. A formal endorsement of Northam is coming later today. Authorities in Ocean City now say the death of a Texas woman whose body was found on the beach the other day was accidental. Maryland's chief medical examiner has ruled the death of 30-year-old Ashley O'Connor to have been caused by asphyxia due to suffocation. They say she essentially drowned in the sand in the early morning hours. Police think she walked onto the beach alone at around 2 a.m. They don't know whether she fell into a hole or got into one on her own. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,016, the Nasdaq at 63.63. Sports, A.J. Cole allows 5 runs as the Nats lose to Miami. The Orioles run their winning streak to 5. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You don't have to agree with everything I say. You don't have to think like I do. You don't have to conclude what I do. But please do think for yourself.
Mark Levin.
6 to 9 p.m.
105.9 FM. And AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland. Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
Need your home sold, guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A trip this morning through Annapolis with ease. No problems to report on 50. And we'll extend up through to the Beltway with no brake lights. This looks good. Once up onto the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, that'll be your first set of delays if you're heading from Maryland into Virginia back near St. Barnabas Road. Top side of the Beltway. Looks like delays are from 95 now. Around toward George Avenue, south on 95. Still have a bit of volume off and on to get down to the Beltway, to merge onto the Beltway, and where we had the earlier broken down car. Oh boy, Centerville. A lot of activity, so I just want you to get ready here on 66 and on 28. 66 eastbound, right at the exit for 28 Centerville. Once the police pulled over the motorcyclist jumped off the bike, ran into the woods, so now they're in pursuit. Also on 28 over top of 66, you'll see a lot of police department activity as well, so follow their direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warm as we head into this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms at a high of 91. Rain will end by the evening with a low of 74 overnight, and a partly to mostly cloudy Friday with a few more thunderstorms at a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Springfield, 67 in Kensington, 73 degrees in Washington. A young woman who talked her boyfriend into killing himself faces sentencing today. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall at 8:15 this morning, Dr. Sebastian Gorka from the White House will join us. And then 8:35, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen stops by. It's a great day to be an American, a great day to be at this radio station. I don't even know what I'm saying. Thursday, August 3rd, 2017, Vince Colonnay is alongside Mary Walter.
Hey, good morning. Joining us right now is Josh Krasar. He is a political analyst for the National Journal. Josh, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be on the show.
We're so glad to have you. You wrote a piece called The Emerging Democratic Minority. And in it, you talk about this poll that the Democrats surveyed that show they're really not in a good space right now. And they're losing not only on political issues, but also on cultural ones as well. We know that we can't trust polls. So why should we put so much stock in this poll?
Well, the first and most significant point is that this poll was commissioned by a group called the House Majority PAC, which is essentially the arm, the super PAC arm of the group trying to get the House Democrats back into power. So what they were doing was looking at these most competitive congressional districts in the blue-collar parts of the country, the districts that need a win to take back the House. And they were even surprised by the scope of their disadvantage among blue-collar white voters. So in these districts that are competitive, that are in the middle America, the most blue-collar parts of the country, they were not only losing to the Republicans, I think they had a 10-point deficit on the generic ballot, but on the economy in these blue-collar districts, they were down 35 points to the Republicans. So we're in a very polarized country. People on the coasts are much more supportive of the Democrats, but in these very winnable swing districts in middle America, Democrats still have a long way to go.
Josh, these numbers definitely seem to be animating the Democratic Party's look ahead, because this better deal that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have been floating has very little to do with identity politics and a lot more to do with workers and wages and jobs. And it seems to, again, be an animating principle for them as they look ahead to a very tough 2016 map, because even in specifically in the Senate, it looks like all of the seats that are up for a fight are really Democratic seats, and the Republicans have very few that are even being contested.
That's right. I mean, if you look at the map in 2018, even in a best case scenario for Democrats this year, I mean, certainly the House is winnable. It would take a big wave for Democrats to take back the House, but it's within reach. On the other hand, the Senate is a much different story, because even in a best case scenario, Democrats could defeat Dean Heller in Nevada. Jeff Flake, who's drawn some interesting attention to himself with the new book he's out with, is also vulnerable. But after that, there's really no one out there that really has any trouble winning re-election. And there are only 9 Republicans up for re-election. And meanwhile, Democrats are defending turf in over 2 dozen seats, including many that Donald Trump won. So the Senate is pretty much a lock for Republicans to hold in 2018. And everyone talks about 2020, but actually the map is just as challenging for Democrats then as well, where I think there are three or four swing states that are going to be in play. Susan Collins' seat, and then you have Cory Gardner and a couple other Republicans. But if Republicans even gain 1 or 2 seats in this year's map, they could have a long-term lock on the Senate as well. So, I mean, this is a really Democrats, to win back control of Congress, at least, need to win over these moderate, more conservative voters who have been alienated from the party on cultural issues.
Yeah, and that probably comes as a surprise to a lot of Democratic voters. They're like, God, the president's so unpopular. Wouldn't it seem like there's a wave election coming for Democrats? But the numbers don't necessarily bear that out, including the polling. On this issue of social issues and the fact that, you know, the Democratic Party seems to be, in some ways, in the midst of its own, at least minor skirmish, if not civil war, on things like abortion. You had the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee last week come out and say, hey, we're going to give money to pro-life candidates within the Democratic Party. And the reaction to that on the left has been pretty fierce. You have NARAL, among others, very much going after the Democratic Party right now, saying, this is a fundamental core issue to us. You can't abandon pro-choice Democrats. What do you make of that fight, and is that animated by the polling numbers that we're seeing?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a challenge for the Democrats. They don't really have a whole lot of room to moderate on these big hot-button cultural issues: immigration, law enforcement, national security. These are issues where, you know, just a little bit of stylistic moderation or just being a little more pragmatic on some hot-button issues like on abortion, like the one issue you mentioned, I think probably could go a long way in winning over some of these swing voters that have left the party. The problem is the base won't let them, and abortion was an example of that. Just by the notion of saying we want to have some pro-life candidates in more conservative parts of the country, many interest groups, the left, was outraged by just that assertion from Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the DCCC chairman. So, you know, it's really tough because you can say everything you want on economic issues, but if you can't move to the middle on these hot-button cultural issues, it's going to be really hard to win back a lot of these voters who defected.
You know, the Democrats just proposed a bill that would penalize businesses that move their jobs or their headquarters out of the United States. And companies would have to pay a corporate tax rate of 35% on any profits held overseas before relocating. And they're saying that they want to level the playing field for American workers. So they're trying to kind of flip and be and campaign on Trump's platform, you know, the American Worker Party. They want to go back to that. But then at the same time, they will be against Trump's immigration plan, which is trying to protect American workers. Can they play it both ways?
It's going to be really hard to. And let me take it from the other side, because Democrats have been bashing Republicans on immigration for many years. And they used to say, and I think they still do, if you don't support immigration reform, you're never going to be able to win winnable voters on the suburban side, on the more cosmopolitan side, on other issues. Well, it's the same dynamic for Democrats now. If you can't convince a lot of these voters on these hot-button cultural issues, if you can't make it sound that you at least care about their interests, you're not going to win them on the economic issues. You have to at least kind of check the box of not alienating these blue-collar swing voters on issues like law enforcement, on issues like national security. And once you get past that box, then you can go to the economic issues and really, really make an aggressive case. But on a lot of the cultural issues, they've gone so far to the left, they've had a hard time even persuading these winnable voters.
Right, and in going that far to the left, they've ruled out opposition as bigotry in a lot of these cases. I mean, look at the middle of the country, and if you're looking at these blue-collar poll numbers, it does suggest that they're hyper-focused, at least over the last 8 years, for instance, on things like transgender bathrooms and global warming, is probably showing that they have a pretty dramatic disconnect with voters that they once took for granted as Democratic supporters.
Right, and then another issue is that cultural issues often jibe with economic issues. So you see about the issue of transgender bathrooms up. One thing that came out in a lot of focus groups in the Midwest isn't per se the issue of transgender bathroom access. It's that the Democrats are spending so much time talking about transgender access to bathrooms. They're not talking about jobs. They're not talking about economic opportunity. So the more time being spent on sort of these issues that that affect a very small percentage of the country isn't time being spent on issues that affect a blue-collar job opportunity.
Well, Josh, hopefully you're right on this. You've nailed it. But I also hope that Republicans don't sit back and just think they've got it in the bag. So, Josh Krasaur, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you spending the time with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Josh Krasaur. He is a political analyst for the National Journal. It is now 7:15. Let's find out what's happening on those roadways. We'll get you to work now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. We're trying. I'm trying to get you through this. But in Centerville, pursuit. Can I say that? The pursuit is underway. They pulled over a motorcyclist eastbound 66 at 28 Centerville. Then that rider jumped off the bike and ran into the woods. That's just rude. It's rush hour. Now there's a chase. We have the exit ramp to 28 right now temporarily blocked off. So everyone coming out of Manassas affected by this activity. Not happy. All right, so have patience here as you pass business 234. This will extend past that exit closure right now to 28 Centerville because of this motorcyclist. You'll see the motorcycle on the shoulder too. And then once you get past the Fairfax County Parkway, then you're okay up through to the Beltway. So a lot of drama on 66. Not the case on the Greenway and Toll Road. Wide open. Route 7. Great ride out of Leesburg up through to the Beltway. We're behaving there. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, we've been bogged down all morning, trying to look like a normal rush hour now, just from 95 to George Avenue. Beyond at Connecticut, early morning crash gone. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we'll have a mix of clouds and sun. You might see a stray shower or thunderstorm with a high of 91. Tonight, partly cloudy. Stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Low of 74. And tomorrow, more of the same. Partly cloudy. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high around 90. Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Fairfax or Thursday in Bethesda. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Well, a lot of people let their babies cry it out, saying, you know, the baby's crying. I can tell that's a tired cry. So let the baby lay in the crib, fall asleep. This is how Jim Acosta got to sleep last night, by the way. It was...
They put him in one of those swinging chairs.
He just cried it out last night and went to bed that way. So the question I have for you this morning is, do you let your baby cry it out, or is it, as researchers now say, neglect? They're saying it's neglect, and it may have some long-lasting impacts on your child. Let's dive into this. Research has shown, this is a quote, research has shown that crying it out or other extinction approaches, extinction being falling asleep, I guess, have adverse effects on parents and on babies. Child and family therapist Shauna Donhauser tells Romper, which is the publication that published this, quote, some babies have higher levels of cortisol, the stress hormone, for days after an extinction experiment, such as crying it out for hours. Even more interesting, Donhauser points out, is that something as simple as shutting the door on an upset infant can trigger the same stress reaction in babies. So the contention here is that this is a stressful experience. It's one that babies can't process, and that, you know, letting them cry it out just invokes all of these stressors, and they'll live with the lasting consequences of having cried ahead of falling asleep. Just because they fall asleep doesn't mean the baggage of that experience has disappeared. Where are you on this parenting conundrum? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
Well, I don't have children, but I'm pretty sure my parents were big cry-it-outers. I'm pretty sure my parents were like, I don't let them cry it out. I vaguely remember that with my brothers. My parents, by the time, it's so funny, I'm willing to bet that the first child, parents are always picking the kid up and, oh my gosh, soothing my baby and doing all that. By the time the third one rolls around, because everybody's got three. Ugh. Most people have three. By the time the third one rolls around, they're like, oh, just shut the door, he'll stop crying.
Yeah, well, you have a lot more to handle at that point.
Yeah.
I'm going to go take care of the other two kids, let that one cry it out. I've got it all figured out. It's like spinning plates.
Yeah, I told Heather, my mom, and I remember this, sorry, Mom, but I remember when my, because there's almost 6 years between me and the next in line. and then there's 2 years. So the baby was 8 years younger than me when he was born, right? And I remember when he would be awake during the day, when he would sleep during the day, my mother would send one of us in to go wake him up. Wake him up! He's got to learn how to sleep through the night! Wait, go in and wake him up!
There's like a truism about that. You're not supposed to wake a sleeping baby, Mary.
Wake him up! He's got to learn how to... He'll be up all night! So we would go in and wake the baby up. Go play with your brother. He's sleeping.
Whereas I've got, you know, my baby girl, at some point we decided, okay, we need to like let her kind of fall asleep on her own. We had spent so much time kind of like cradling her and rocking her to sleep. And then eventually was reading on this and was, I think we were advised by our pediatrician, like, go ahead. It's okay. You can let her fall asleep on her own. It's okay that she's awake. She'll fall asleep. And that, just that step, that process was a big move for us. But boy, was it convenient when it finally worked. It was really nice. It saved a ton of time just rocking. Eventually got to take a break from that. Let's try Ben and Culpepper. You're first up this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Is letting the baby cry it out neglect?
Not regularly. Cry for a few minutes, yeah. But you mentioned that some people do it for hours. That, I think, is neglect. There is something wrong that you need to fix. There is something that needs to be adjusted. Maybe food, water, maybe needs to be held, because babies do need to be held. So you eat a lot of cry for a few minutes, but not for hours.
Yeah. Good point. The hours does seem crazy to me. And by the way, as a parent, you can basically tell when your child is a tired cry. You can tell that this is tiredness, and the baby is going to fall asleep. But if it stretches on for any amount of time, you probably need to go back in there and like try and figure out what else is going on here. Let's go to Robert in Upper Marlboro. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall. Cry it out, Robert.
Yeah, you cry it out. I mean, of course, if they're crying for hours, something's wrong with the child, and you got to, you know, do what you need to do. But I've never heard of a baby crying himself to death. No. My kids just laid there and cried.
It's the lasting damage that we're concerned with, Robert. That'd be an amazing thing, though. The cry to death. You don't want that.
Although they can cry to the point where they pass out, because I had a brother who did that. He would scream, and he would literally turn blue. And the pediatrician told my mom, it's okay if he passes out. He'll wake up.
That was hard.
That was hard for them to let him just throw this tantrum and scream and cry like that to the point where he would turn blue, pass out, and then wake up.
That's a tough love pediatrician. All right, we'll hear more from you in just a moment. 722 now on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Are you one of those people, like so many of us, that pretend, oh, that tooth doesn't hurt, that's going to go away, and you ignore it and you just hope that it just doesn't hurt tomorrow? Well, when you can't take it anymore and you finally break down and go to the dentist, well, that nagging pain is a constant reminder that you need to do something about it. And summer is actually a great time to finally take care of it. Don't put it off. Now, when you go to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry during your first new patient visit, they're going to take the time to learn more about you, and they're going to work with you to plan out your dental health care plan. If you prefer sedation, they're going to customize that for you too. Sedation allows for multiple procedures to be done in just one visit. And in many cases, you won't even remember it. Or if you just need a little something to make you less anxious, well, they can do that as well. They make sure everyone is on the same page with the treatment plan. If you want to learn more about sedation dentistry, or you just need a really great dentist, take my advice. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. 301-530-2020. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hey, honey, did you call New Look Home Design and schedule that free estimate for our new roof?
No, I've been putting it off.
Well, we should check out that 5-year same as cash deal. That's a fantastic way to pay off a new roof.
I know, right? 5-year same as cash is amazing. And I love that New Look's lifetime warranty transfers if we sell the house. Talk about increasing our home's value.
Well, let's schedule that estimate. Apparently, it's a great education on roofing, which we could use since it's a big investment. Plus, they'll check the attic for any obvious signs of damage.
5-year same as cash? Check. Amazing warranty? Check. Plus, I heard they install most roofs in a single day. It sounds like New Look makes this whole process really easy.
Great deal, easy process, beautiful roof. So, should we schedule that estimate?
All right, let's do it.
Yes!
I'm going to call New Look right now.
Contact New Look Home Design today. For a free estimate and 5 years same as cash, call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300, or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Well, difficult morning, Mary, in Centerville. We had the police pull over a motorcyclist. He ran into the woods and now apprehended. But a lot of activity. I temporarily closed the ramp from 66 East to go on to 28 Centerville. Not what we need for the rush hour. On 28 north of 66, it looks like that's where all the activity is settling down as they have their suspect now. So hopefully we can get everything reopened here. But patience as you try to push through Manassas to this point. Everyone's frustrated to try to get by this, as am I. Sorry about that. Let's go 95 Virginia north. A little bit of volume remains in Aquia. Dale City to Woodbridge, a little bit sluggish. We're doing okay on 395. Just brief delays in Landmark. And then you'll hit the slowdowns onto the Southeast Southwest Freeway, both off of the 11th Street Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. But nothing reported there. And for Maryland, 95 southbound still slows down to the Beltway, but the earlier stalled should be to the shoulder. Traffic update is now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A warming trend continues today. There may be a few afternoon thunderstorms with a high reaching 91. Rain will taper off this evening, then cloudy overnight with a low of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's still 73 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
Researchers saying that crying it out, letting the baby cry it out, could have adverse effects on both parents and babies. Where are you on this? Let's go to Lee in Ashburn. You're up next on Mornings on the Mall. What do you got, Lee?
Oh, I'm going through this right now, guys.
Tell me, what's up?
Well, I'm on board with letting them cry it out, but this is my first child, and my wife is not about that. She, right now, we're trying to actually get him out of the bed. It's our first child, and she was afraid the baby was going to stop breathing or something in the night. And so he's gotten used to sleeping in our bed, and we put him in the crib. We've been trying to do it slowly, and he just loses it. The other day we came and checked on him, and he was covered in sweat, and he was freaking out. And, you know, anything that could go wrong could. And then we noticed he got some sort of rash on his foot, and we took him to the doctor, and he said he might have gotten a bug bite. So now we're worried that there might be bugs or something in his bed.
Oh, my gosh. Lee, this all sounds so familiar to me. Just like literally all of it, but especially like disagreeing with my wife on how quickly I want to establish my baby's independence. I'm like, okay, it's fine. It's time. And the only thing that I've learned through all of that is it's better to go cold turkey. Like, the slow abatement doesn't usually work because the kid like wants to go back to the comfort zone, whatever it is. It's just like, go for it. Just like, go clean. But anyway, I have that debate too, Lee.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Interesting point this morning. Let's go to Scott, who's in North Beach. Good morning, Scott. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What do you think about this? You have a point on extinction.
Yeah, extinction, the word actually means to extinct the behavior modification in psychology. So what that guy is probably talking about is a way to remove that bad behavior, or good for that matter. But my pediatrician told me that you know, your child has a wheel in her head, you know, because they're a little underdeveloped. And when they start screaming and crying, it's like that wheel is spinning real fast. And you have to do something to stop it, but not make it go backwards. That's when neglect comes in. So they told me to fill a bottle with water, a squirt bottle, and go in there. And if she's screaming so bad that she's about to throw up, because that's what she would do.
Yes.
Then you just go squirt her with the bottle.
Just throw her off. Get her thinking about something completely different. What the heck just happened? I did the ice bucket challenge. I was not ready for it.
Oh, my gosh. We do that with our cats when they're bad.
7:29 now on WMAL.
Join best-selling humorist and author David Sedaris at Wolf Trap August 19th. Sedaris brings his storytelling to the stage, transforming tales of ordinary life into satirical vignettes and witty social commentaries. The evening also includes an entertaining Q&A and book signing. David Sedaris, live at Wolf Trap. Tickets on sale now at wolftrap.org or call 877-WOLF-TRAP. Wolf Trap. Summer has never sounded better.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. First must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, did you hear this presser yesterday about Trump's immigration plan, this RAISE Act? Jim Acosta went at it, and it is epic, it is wonderful, and we have it for you. It's coming up at 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. A 28-year-old D.C. firefighter is in critical condition after an accident last night at a fire scene in Northeast D.C. Assistant Fire Chief Craig Baker talked to reporters a short time ago.
At 11:30 p.m. last night, our units were dispatched to a house fire in the 800 block of F Street Northeast. When one of our firefighters, probationary firefighter Dane Smothers of engine company number 3, was critically injured when he was struck by another fire department vehicle.
It was an arriving ladder truck that hit Smothers, Baker says. A Spotsylvania County man has been arrested on charges of imprisoning his girlfriend and their two kids at their own home for 2 years. 43-year-old Kareem Ali Muhammad Moore was arrested after police went to the home the other day to check on the welfare of the family. Neighbors said they hadn't seen anyone around there in quite some time. While officers were at the front door talking to Moore, the woman and the kids slipped out a side door. For a second time in 2 weeks, Baltimore cops are under investigation for allegedly planting drug evidence. Video released this week shows officers searching for drugs during a traffic stop and finding nothing. A few minutes later, officers can be seen switching their body cameras back on and then making a discovery. But Commissioner Kevin Davis says accusing officers of fabricating evidence is a heavy allegation to make.
Does that mean that when the camera was off, some type of criminal misconduct was taking place by police officers? I think that's a conclusion that we just can't jump to.
An official in Baltimore's public defender's office calls Davis's comments incredibly offensive. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,016, the NASDAQ at 63.63. Sports, former national Vance Worley pitches 7 strong innings to lead the Marlins to a win over the Nats. The Orioles beat Kansas City. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I feel sorry for the people who have to work in those big box and department stores where they sell everything from appliances to computers to fertilizer. How are they supposed to know everything about everything they sell? They can't. That's where Bray and Scarf comes in. We only sell appliances, so we know everything there is to know about them. Our staff undergoes extensive manufacturer training to help you choose from the area's best selection of top names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores, all for some amazingly low prices. So get real answers at Bray and Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Virginia's Energy Star tax-free holiday is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Bray and Scarf is ready to offer you savings on top of savings, like a GE washer for just $499. That's $150 off with no sales tax. Or a GE French door refrigerator for just $1,999. Save $800 and pay no sales tax. Shop any of the Bray and Scarf Virginia locations during the tax-free weekend.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Ella Gala at Sauna Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect using revolutionary ultrasonic technology. Sauna Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sauna Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at saunaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out how UMUC can work for you. Get started on fulfilling your dreams with one of our 90-plus programs and specializations. No application fee if you apply before August 7th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, a lot of activity continues in Centerville where crews have been dealing with the motorcyclist that they pulled over. Then they needed to apprehend the suspect because the person ran into the woods. That has been successfully completed. However, we have major delays. 66 trying to get into Centerville had the exit ramp that was temporarily blocked, now reopened, but you're inching along 66 out of Manassas, all focusing here to get onto the exit to 28 Centerville. Tow truck is there to pick up the motorcycle. They block the right lane of 66 East and on 28 North of 66. That's where the suspect was apprehended. So a lot of activity and the right half of that roadway blocked. So that's what's going on in Centerville. I'd wait it out if you haven't committed yet or patience getting through there. On the ride around the Beltway, it's just the volume. Leaving Springfield to Annandale, north of 66 to the Legion Bridge. Let's go Baltimore-Washington Parkway where we do have a crash in Laurel. It's southbound side. Baltimore-Washington Parkway just south of the exit for 197. Still have response heading to the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy and warmer on this Thursday with a few afternoon thunderstorms as the high climbs to 91. Rain will end this evening with an overnight low of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 69 in Haymarket, 67 in Germantown, 73 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 7:37 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:15 this morning, we'll talk to the White House. Dr. Sebastian Gorka stopping by. And then at 8:35, we get a chance to talk to Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen on the Democratic Party's plans for maybe some bipartisanship and certainly for their new look at what their party represents and what they want voters to think about them. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Collins alongside Mary Walter.
Well, yesterday, President Trump appeared with Senators David Perdue of Georgia and Tom Cotton of Arkansas to promote their bill called the RAISE Act. And it's an immigration bill, and it would overhaul our immigration system, something that the Democrats have been asking for a long time. They want to see an overhaul of the immigration system. This RAISE system would implement a system that it mimics Australia and Canada's systems. So, hey, we want to be more like Europe. We want to be like the rest of the developed world. So they said, hey, let's be like the rest of the developed world and let's adopt their immigration system. So it's a merit-based system and it emphasizes English-speaking immigrants. So if you can speak English, we know that you'll do better in this country if you can speak English. So you're going to get more points for that. If you have a skill that is marketable and it would increase your chances of getting a job, well, you're going to get more points for that. If you can support yourself when you come here, you'll get more points for that.
So go for a high score.
Exactly. So the people who score higher would then move to the front of the immigration line. We're also going to cut back the number of refugees. Instead of 100,000 a year, we're going to down to 50,000 refugees that we would allow into the country. And so they're revamping the whole thing. And it's also aimed at within a decade, we'll be cutting down greatly the number of immigrants that we bring into this country. Also, chain migration. A lot of people complain about chain migration. Someone comes here and then they petition to have their parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins and brothers and this one and that one and spouses, families and everybody to come here. So one person's legal. The next thing you know, you've got an additional 20 family members here with them. It's going to cut back on that as well. And it will only be minor children, not adult children, minor children, and spouses that you can petition to bring to this country. So it's putting a curb on it because, as was stated yesterday, we currently allow in the entire population of Montana. Not those people particularly, but a million people a year. It's about the population of Montana every single year. How long can we continue to do that?
By the way, this provides kind of a roadmap for immigrants who want to achieve the American dream. This says, here are the things you have to do to prepare to assimilate into the United States. Want to be a citizen? Want to live here permanently? Here are the things you should do. Learn English. Get better at this. Get educated in this thing. Make yourself an asset to the United States, and the United States will welcome you with open arms.
And President Trump said, look, this is in the best interest of the American worker, because this is going to help, it will stop the driving down of wages. Wages have been stagnant for decades now. And so this will help drive wages back up. This will help decrease competition for those low-skilled jobs that are keeping particularly poor Americans, African Americans, Hispanic Americans out of the workforce. So, and it will also save Americans money, because we're not going to be loading up on immigrants who come to this country, can't speak English, have no skills, and immediately go on welfare. Wind up in the system where they wind up on benefits that Americans have to pay for. So this is actually, it's in the best interest of American citizens. So he's putting that first. So, well, yesterday there was a press briefing about this, and it was held by White House Senior Advisor Stephen Miller. And towards the end of it, he got into a discussion, shall we say, with CNN senior White House correspondent Jim Acosta. And this was gold, absolute gold. So we're going to, if you missed it, we're going to let you in on some of this. Now, this starts out, this section here is about the border wall. All right. And green cards, with Jim Acosta lecturing the White House senior advisor, Stephen Miller.
We've had a period of immigration right now. The president wants to build a wall.
Actually,
you want to
bring
about a sweeping change to the
immigration. Surely, Jim, you don't actually think that a wall affects green card policy. You couldn't possibly believe that, do you? Actually, the notion that you actually think immigration is at a historic low, the foreign-born population of the United States today,
with the
Jim,
staff on Monday talking about how border crossings
do you really, I want to be serious, Jim, do you really at CNN not know the difference between green card policy and illegal immigration?
Sir,
you really don't know that.
Cuban immigrant. He came to this country in 1962, right before the Cuban Missile Crisis, and obtained a green card. Yes, people who immigrated
okay,
to this
so,
country
so, Jim,
could eventually... People who immigrate to this country,
question,
through,
Jim,
not through
Jim, as a factual, Jim, as a factual
but
question,
other ways do obtain a green card at some point. They do it through a lot of hard work, and yes, they may learn English as a second language later on in life.
So,
but this
Jim,
whole notion of well, they could learn, you know, they have to learn English before they get to the United States. Are we just going to bring in people from Great Britain and Australia?
Now, what I find hilarious about that is this idea that only people in Great Britain and Australia speak English. Canada. And by the way, they also speak English in Botswana. The official language of Botswana is English, as well as Kenya, South Sudan, Uganda, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, Fiji, the Federated States of Micronesia, the Solomon Islands. There are tons of other countries where English is the official language. India, Pakistan,
no, those,
the Philippines, Singapore.
Those are racist facts. Well, those are inconvenient facts, Mary. This is about racism. I just got to name two quick white countries, and it's fine. And then I've framed it up. Now I'm debating the White House.
Well, we've got more of this coming up for you, because this just went on and on and on, and it's amazing. Some more of this coming up. It is 743 on WMAL.
85% of people looking to purchase a home call a real estate agent prior to getting approved for a mortgage. That's like buying a car without a driver's license. It just doesn't make sense. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we're the preferred lender for first-time homebuyers and have a record of getting clients to settlement, as well as pairing buyers with qualified real estate agents. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com. The new VA IRRLS, or Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, allows those veterans with a current VA loan to refinance to a much lower rate with no appraisal. That's right, no appraisal, so equity is not an issue. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and VA also allows up to 100% cash out. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC-2271.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
7:45 now. WNEL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Baltimore Washington Parkway. Hang tight here as crews are trying to deal with the crash in Laurel, southbound side, Baltimore Washington Parkway, right as you pass 197. Thus, the delays backing up before 198. On the northbound side, definitely seeing the slowdowns as you come north of the Beltway through Greenbelt to Rubberneck and check out the activity. Out of Annapolis and Bowie this morning, a fantastic ride, no problems, no delays. It's once you get inside the Beltway for 50 commuters, no surprise through Chevrolet. You hit that stop and go down to New York Avenue, and if you're extending onto DC 295. Have you heard in Centerville? This is where we've had all of our activity this morning. Still trying to wrap things up here, but 66 and 28, you are in delays. We had a motorcyclist pulled over. Then that motorcyclist ran into the woods. He's been apprehended now, but we still have activity. 66 east at the exit for 28 Centerville and on 28 northbound, north of 66. At least still have the right lane block there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A warming trend continues today. There may be a few afternoon thunderstorms with a high reaching 91. Rain will taper off this evening, then cloudy overnight with a low of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 746 on WMAL. So yesterday, there was a press briefing after President Trump came out with Senators Perdue and Cotton to give their RAISE Act a boost. He said, I endorse this act, and it's an immigration act that would implement a merit-based system that awards points for things like speaking English, having a skill, being able to support yourself when you come to this country. And Jim Acosta from CNN, in the follow-up press briefing, went at it with White House Senior Advisor Stephen Miller, because clearly he does not like this entire idea. And so he went on to talk to him about unfettered immigration. And this is a whole back and forth between the two of them. And it was fascinating to watch, because you were literally watching both sides of the argument play out. Here they are.
The people who've been hurt the most, the people who've been hurt the most by the policy you're advocating are apparently just unfettered, uncontrolled migration. The people who've been hurt the most by the policy. The people who've been hurt the most by the policy you're advocating. Are immigrant workers and minority workers and African American workers and Hispanic workers.
And that's very true. When you increase the competition for low skilled jobs, well, when you have a group of people who are here illegally because they've come to this country illegally, and even if you allow them in legally, they're going to take less money for the job, which is what has happened. And it has driven wages down for people who are on the lower end of the spectrum. And that's not fair to the people who are citizens. It's just not fair to them. How do people not see this?
It's a market principle. If you increase the supply, you lower the value at which you'll pay for it. It's
right.
Pretty obvious. I mean, if you bring in a bunch of people, and it's interesting that you said before that you got to hear both sides of the debate. It's amazing that a CNN reporter sitting in the front row of the White House press briefing room represents the opposite side of the debate from a White House looking to push legislation that changes the way we handle our legal immigration system. That his job, apparently, is to represent the immigration activists. Because That was the way he came in. He came in both guns, shooting every emotional talking point he could find in order to make his case that the legal immigration system is undeserving of reform. He was citing quotes off the Statue of Liberty.
I was just going to say, Mike, if we could quickly pull up one of these quotes about the Statue of Liberty here. Let's go with 15B. That's the shorter one, not by much. But let's just go with 15B here.
The Statue of Liberty has always been a beacon of hope to the world for people to send people to this country.
Jim.
And they're not always going to speak English, Stephen.
Jim.
They're not always going to be highly skilled. They're not always going to be...
I appreciate your speech. Jim, I appreciate your speech. So let's talk about this.
It was a modest...
In 1970, when we let in 300,000 people a year, was that violating or not violating the Statue of Liberty law of the land? In the 1990s, when it was 500,000 a year, was it violating or not violating the Statue of Liberty law of the land?
Was it violating?
When it was 700,000 a year. No, tell me what years. Tell me what years. Tell me what years meet. Tell me what years meet Jim Acosta's definition of the Statue of Liberty, poem, law of the land. So you're saying 1,000,000 a year is the Statue of Liberty number. 900,000 violates it, 800,000 violates it.
You're sort of bringing a press one for English philosophy here to immigration, and that's never
been
what the United States has been about, Steve.
Your statement's also shockingly ahistorical in another respect, too, which is if you look at the history of immigration, it's actually ebbed and flowed.
All right, I got to tell you something. Jim Acosta last night on CNN, this just crossed my desk. He said this, quote, "I think what you saw unfold in the briefing room is that he, Miller, really just couldn't take that kind of heat, and he exploded before our eyes."
Oh, I just loved he kept saying, "Surely, Jim, surely, surely, Jim." He's just so lecturing him. It is 7:51 on WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. It's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning. Stock futures are pointing to modest Wall Street losses at the open after the Dow topped the 22,000 mark for the first time ever yesterday. A slew of earnings reports out this morning, including Clorox, Yum! Brands, and Aetna, beating Wall Street expectations. Medical technology company Becton Dickinson and drug wholesaler AmerisourceBergen reporting mixed results. Avon, Cabela's, and Teva Pharmaceuticals missed estimates. Shares of Tesla are rising in the pre-market. The electric car maker topped Wall Street expectations with a narrower-than-expected loss in the second quarter. Tesla says it has more than 1,800 daily reservations for its new Model 3. Alibaba Group and French luxury group Kering have struck a deal to fight counterfeit goods. Kering's brands include Gucci, Yves Saint Laurent, and Puma.
In economic news, we'll get weekly jobless claims data at 8:30 this morning. Krispy Kreme and Hershey are teaming up to unveil a new Reese's peanut butter donut. That sounds delicious. That hits stores tomorrow. Contessa Brewer, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer in any economy, but are you? Today's economy is filled with opportunities if you understand the new rules of money. You're invited to attend a free Rich Dad Education financial workshop coming to this area. That's right, it's free. Take the first step towards financial freedom for you and your family. This totally free workshop is based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. At this free workshop, we will introduce you to strategies on how to get out of the rat race and become financially free in any economy, and why saving money will never make you rich. You will also discover real strategies that can lead you to financial freedom.
Register now to attend a free Rich Dad Real Estate Workshop in the Washington, D.C. area August 2nd through the 5th. Go to richdaddc.com or call 800-335-9687. That's 800-335-9687. You'll receive a free property toolkit just for attending, plus online access to the Legacy Series. Seats are filling up for our Washington, D.C. area real estate workshops. Take the time now to register at richdaddc.com or call 800-335-9687 and reserve your seat today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been a busy morning. Virginia commuters in Centerville reopened as the exit ramp from eastbound 66. You can now exit to go on to 28. That had been temporarily closed as police were chasing a suspect who ran off of his motorcycle, now apprehended. So we are jammed out of Manassas. Now the traffic filters beyond Centerville toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks as well. On 28, you're bunched up through Centerville, had a lot of activity just north of I-66 blocking a lane. Now, let's go Maryland. We're on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in delays now southbound through Laurel, the crash south of 197. On 197, a separate incident southbound before the BW Parkway. And hang tight, one more item. Heading into town through Chevrolet 50, really bunched up here, to head on to inbound New York Avenue. Reports of an incident right as you exit onto New York Avenue. Update sponsored by AAA. AAA is the most highly recommended roadside assistance provider nationwide because it's been their primary focus for over a century now. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A warming trend continues today. There may be a few afternoon thunderstorms with a high reaching 91. Rain will taper off this evening and cloudy overnight with a low of 74. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 74 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
America's tax code is hurting you. It's outdated, it's complicated, and it's unfair. Every year, thousands of American jobs are shipped to places like China. Billions of dollars that could have built new factories and created jobs in America are siphoned off overseas. And every day, working families are under attack. America's tax code is sabotaging our economy. U.S. small businesses face the highest tax rates in the industrialized world, giving competitors in places like China an unfair advantage, so working families get left behind. But things are about to change. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is fighting to cut taxes and make America's tax code simpler, fairer, and pro-growth, encouraging investment and job creation here so America's working families see better jobs and higher paychecks. Tell Congresswoman Barbara Comstock to keep fighting for real tax cuts. Paid for by American Action Network.
August heat and humidity belong outside your home, not in it. EnergyStar.gov reports standard double-pane windows allow about 75% of the sun's heat into your home. Well, Thompson Creek has a cure that can keep you cool and lower your air conditioning bills. This is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek's amazing windows can reduce solar heat gain and keep you comfortable. Thompson Creek is a name you can trust. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and build their windows in their own local factory. It's true, there's never a middleman, and Thompson Creek is completely accountable to just you. Call now to save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components. Assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked. Awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, we're going to talk to Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen about his party's vision for the future and what he has in mind for tax reform.
And Dr. Sebastian Gorka joins us from the White House, so I'm sure